Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. One of the many things we see in our privileged role as advisory, and particularly through our membership best practice advice and QCAT cases and a lot more, is because property managers' heads are full, or with respect, they may not have been taught correctly, is how to calculate notice periods correctly in Queensland. So, what I'm going to do is a couple of quick case studies. So today I'm recording this on the 19th of May, and the tenant is more than 7 days behind in their rent. So today is my doing day, and for those who see me in face-to-face training, you know what I'm saying. Today's the day I'm doing it. So today is the day the breach is due under the RTRA Act and able to be done. So more than 7 clear days behind, midnight to midnight. So today is our doing day and it's day 8. A minimum notice period under Queensland law is 7 days. So for rent, we calculate the 7. And now I've got my fingers out. I can't be wrong, and neither can you more than me. You're the one that obviously has obligations. You go to QCAT and more. Doesn't matter how you do it, as long as you get it right. There's no room for error with calculation of notices. Now, today's our doing day, the 19th of May. The Acts Interpretation Act is an act that interprets acts that need interpreting. I know it's crazy. And you need to know a lot about it. It affects your career a lot, and particularly in this regard. So today we're doing it. It's Friday, the 19th of May. And it's midnight to midnight because the Acts Interpretation Act says you never count the day you're doing it, and not quite as well as I just said it. It says it a bit more eloquently than I. And it's midnight to midnight clear days. So Saturday, the 20th of May, is our first day. So 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 of May is the expiry at midnight of that notice to remedy. So we have to check what day is the 26th of May midnight. And in advance, well, we know it's a Friday. So the tenant has to have paid the 7 days rent because that's the rent period for the breach. They're 7 clear days behind. They have to pay 7 clear days to remedy that breach. Had the notice period expired on a weekend or public holiday, it would have to be moved to the next business day, midnight, an action not to be taken until after that. Reminder, there's no notice period for you in property management careers for 30 or 60 days. And one of the many reasons I'm doing this podcast is about at the moment we're dealing with the rent frequency law changes to no more than once in a 12-month period after 1 July 2023. And the issue of the 2 months notice for a rent increase during an agreement or periodic, it does not apply from one fixed term to another, has come to light again. A lot of people have said, still say wrongly, that it's 60 days notice. Well, there's nothing that's 60 days, nothing. Everything is 2 months, whether it's end of fixed term agreement, lawfully done, whether it's a notice of a rent increase during the agreement. So let's do that one. Today again is my doing day. I never count the day I'm doing it. So when you're calculating 7 days, 14 days, 2 months, because again, nothing is 60 or 30 days, nothing for property managers in your regard. So the 19th, so you're doing calendar month. So again, my fingers are out if you could see me and those who see me in face to face. No shame, no embarrassment. I can't be wrong. And again, you more than me. Day one of the 2 months is the 20th of May, 2023. 20th to the 19th of June, midnight, is month one. And then the 20th of June to the 19th of July. 19th of July is the end of the period, and I'd have to check, and I won't for now, whether that was a weekend or a public holiday. So let's quickly do that again. Today we're doing it the 19th of May 2023. Day one of 2 months is the 20th of May to the 19th of June, and then the 20th of June to the 19th of July, midnight to midnight periods. Members, in the June 2023 member update, I'm going to remind you of this in writing as part of the monthly member update service and a lot more to come. So calculating notice periods, really critical. You never count the day you're doing it. If it's a day or month notice period and it's midnight to midnight, and the last day of the notice period can never be on a weekend or a public holiday. Members, you know we're an email away for any support, and if you're not a member, we'd love your business. realestateexcellence.com.au is more details and information on how to contact us. This is Stacey Holt. Thank you for joining me, and bye for now.